This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
With this whole thing going on with the sheriffs, I think that this is immoral for them to use funds that were given to them for a specific purpose like this to feed prisoners in jail, but then to use it for a different purpose. I do think that that's immoral. The problem is, what's always immoral isn't always legal. And sometimes that's a good thing. You know, we don't want lying, for example, to be made illegal, because that would be incredibly problematic with our court system. So what we have to do is sort through this. But even though this is not illegal yet, it certainly should be, if nothing else, just to save the state and the taxpayers money, because they're receiving money from you to feed the prisoners in their jails, and they're using it to do stuff like this and buy beach houses. Unfortunately, abuse is fairly common in this, but transparency certainly is not. They did a request for documentation on this to kind of see if more fraud like this was going on. And out of our counties, 49 of them refused to respond to a public records request on this matter. And in the River Region, every single county rejected that, with the exception of Montgomery County. So props to Montgomery County and our sheriff for doing that, for, actually doing what he should have done, which is opening the records up to that scrutiny and letting people know where that money was being spent. So props to him on that. I do appreciate that. And when it comes to that, certainly Elmore and Autauga and some of the other counties surrounding us need to follow that example. Unfortunately, the abuse here is pretty common. In 2005, Mobile County Sheriff Jack Tillman was found that he was taking funds out of that for his retirement fund. So he was actually building a retirement fund off of money that was supposed to go towards prisoners. In 2009, a Morgan County Sheriff, Greg Bartlett, pocketed $212,000 after feeding prisoners corn dogs that he bought in bulk for $500. And he fed them nothing but these corn dogs, all three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, for 3 months. Now, goodness knows that I'm not one of these people that think that prisoners need all these fancy amenities. I mean, it's prison or jail, and so there's a reason that it's a punishment. But I think that nothing but corn dogs for 3 months, for three meals a day, that might amount to cruel and unusual punishment. I mean, it's certainly survivable, I guess, but it's nutritionally nowhere near where you need to be. You need at least some variety in your diet, even if it's not going to be necessarily super healthy food. I don't think that you need to be necessarily shopping at Whole Foods for your prisoners, but I don't think you need to be skimping on them like this either. This was clearly something that he did specifically to save money so that he could pocket the rest. And his successor, even after getting caught for this, used that money to buy a used car lot for $150,000, which, by the way, was run by a former felon. So very shady stuff going on there. And when asked about this, a lot of the sheriffs are saying that the Alabama Public Records Act does not apply here, because once it goes to them, which is the way that this works, it goes to directly to them. Once it goes to them and it goes into their account, their personal transactions are private. Which, oddly enough, I find myself in the position of agreeing with them on. That is private. That's not something that you should necessarily have to reveal to the state. Which is why we should not be using a sheriff's personal account and giving them money directly to them so that they can spend it on their own elsewhere. That money needs to be in a separate fund, because anytime you start making profit off of a political office, that's where trouble starts. It starts motivating people to think more for their own benefit as opposed to the benefit of the people that they have been commissioned to protect. And this is something that's problematic. A lot of sheriffs have come out and said that, well, once it goes into my account, it's private and you don't have a right to my private transactions. I actually agree with them on that. But that's also a reason why you should not be putting state funds that are supposed to go for this into your private account. And so while I agree with their argument on the surface, I think that that is nothing else, a stronger point to why this law needs to change. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the caller on line one. Good morning. What's your name? Hello?
Hey, Caleb. This is Caleb.
Yes.
Hey, it's Doug Singleton, Montgomery County Commission.
Hey, Doug, good to hear from you. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, you actually stole my thunder. Right before I was listening, I had just gotten the car and heard you mention about the sheriff's situation in Etowah County, and you had, well, while I was holding online, I heard you say that Montgomery County was one of the counties that does not partake in that particular endeavor. What we do in Montgomery County, and credit Sheriff Cunningham, is that the Montgomery County Commission handles that. We do not do that through the sheriff. The sheriff runs the jail, but all the meals and that budget line item is through the county. So Sheriff Cunningham does not want anything to do with that. He's not in that group of sheriffs who is, whether you call it abusing or whatever you want to call it, he's not involved in that at all. But Montgomery County was the one of the counties that have been transparent with everything and reported everything to AL.com when it asked.
And I'm certain that the citizens of Montgomery County are incredibly grateful for that because, like I said, they don't want, just like any county should be wary of this, you do not want your elected officials seeing a way to directly profit off of their position, off of their office, because when you do that, that tends to draw people that are less than reputable to that office.
Yeah, and legally, the sheriffs have not done anything legally against the law.
Right.
It's a very gray area there. But I know in Montgomery County, Sheriff Cunningham has we got a dietitian.
Right.
So we couldn't feed him corn dogs three meals a day if we wanted to do that. It has to be a dietitian that in the jail that sets the meals up. And now we don't, you don't dinner every day, I can promise you, but it is a well-balanced meal, and you know, you can imagine if you fed somebody corn dogs three meals a day for 90 days in a row, all the problems you're going to have inside that jail anyway.
Yeah, there's going to be some health problems that come along for that,
yeah,
for sure.
And then the health problems comes along with that, and that's where the taxpayer comes in, because you got to pay for all the health care. So, you know, to do that is completely thinking backwards. But I want to just call, you know, I said it, but Caleb, I wanted to call in and just let everybody in Montgomery County know that because it does shed a bad light on sheriffs throughout the state. And even a sheriff, great sheriff like we have in Montgomery County with Derek Cunningham.
Certainly.
It kind of shows a bad, you know, light on him. And I spoke with Sheriff Cunningham this morning, had lunch with him last week, and we talked about this topic last week, and he's really embarrassed for sheriffs throughout the state of Alabama because of this. And he is adamantly against that practice and would not do that if he had the option, but the county commission handles that anyways.
Right, and Commissioner Singleton, I'm sure that all of us could understand that because – you know, if there were a big scandal in talk radio that even if I wasn't involved in it, it would, you know, bother me. If there were a big scandal involving the county commissioners of Alabama, I'm sure that it would affect you. And so you can certainly understand where Sheriff Cunningham's coming from on that.
Yeah, and Montgomery County is number one in the state of Alabama when it comes to audit every year.
Mm-hmm.
And Donnie Mims and Florence Coffin, our county administrators, are the ones that get the credit for that. Has nothing to do with me, I can promise you, but we have such great administration that every year in the audit, we're ranked number one for the past few years, all counties in Alabama, for the audit as being, you know, financially and fiscally responsible for every taxpayer dollar that we get from you. So I'm very proud of that fact.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Commissioner. I really appreciate your input.
Buddy.
Have a good one.
See you, man.
Yes, sir.
Good day.
Bye. That's Commissioner Doug Singleton, for those of you who are unaware. Now, I didn't plan him as a guest. He just called in on his own volition, which I'm certainly pleased to hear from him, and I appreciate his input on that. Commissioner Singleton, I do think, has done a fantastic job, and that is one thing that Montgomery County and Montgomeryans should feel good about, pat themselves on the back for, because when you've got the county commission actually running that and running the budgets, there is far less room for corruption. I mean, of course, the commission can be corrupt and all of that, and that can happen. I don't think that it's happening in our county. At least I've seen no evidence for it. But my point in all that is, when you've got the county commission running that and they're not running it out of their own private bank accounts like a lot of sheriffs are, there's less room for corruption. Because you can imagine, even a sheriff that's trying to do absolutely the best that he's can. And just because sheriffs are abiding by this policy does not mean they are corrupt. They may actually be using the funds exactly for their intended purpose. The problem is the way that the system is set up now is that it opens it up to corruption. And you could imagine even a guy that's as honest as the day is long or whatever, he could accidentally even, if he's putting it into his own private bank account, he could accidentally spend all that money, or something terrible could happen and he could be the victim of ID fraud or have his personal account robbed or something like that. And so you can see all of the problems that come with having this money in a private bank account like this and having it in their personal account. And so there's just so many reasons why this law badly needs to be revised. It needs to be renovated to reflect the way that local county jails and county sheriffs run today. And I think that that will go a long way in cutting down on some of this corruption.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt. Every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.